How's it, guys? Welcome. Good to have you along on A Sure Thing as we look ahead to midweek racing in the Mother City on Wednesday afternoon. We are racing at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. We are here for an 8-race program where the first race gets underway at 13:05. Weather-wise, it's been sunny, it's been warm, but it's been very, very windy. That's pretty much going to be the same weather conditions we can expect on Wednesday afternoon, so do take that windy conditions into account when you are studying form. As far as the card is concerned, there's a couple of horses I do like on the afternoon. In fact, it looks like the cream could possibly rise to the top, especially with the first couple of favourites. I do like them, and I think they could come home one after the other. If that is the case, then there's every reason to believe that somebody could walk off with a Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge. Those entries are, of course, free. You need to be on 5 minutes prior to the off of the opener. Put through your selections and play the bet slip, because that puts you in line for that 1 million rand jackpot prize that is on offer. As far as the 8 races are concerned, the first race gets underway 13:05. It's also the opening leg of the bipod, so let's get straight to it. In the opener, a maiden plate where 14 runners line up at the 1,200-meter mark. I like the favourite here, number 2, Pretty United. This horse is from the informed stable of Ricky Maingard. That stable is certainly on fire. Ricky Maingard, over the last couple of meetings, every horse he sent out has unsettled in the number one box, and it looks like Pretty United could pretty much follow in that same rich vein of form. Definitely the kind of horse that I would go for. Showed good improvement first to second start. However, does return from a bit of a break. In that time, I do think that Pretty United would have strengthened up and matured. He's the half-brother to Fedra. The form line of that last start has been franked by horses that finish either side of him. In third that day was a horse called Clark Griswold, and in fifth there was a horse called Beware. Both of them have come out and won their next starts. Now, he's the kind of horse that will probably show lots of toe from the get-go. And with Andrew Fortune on board, I do think rates the one to beat. So I'm going 2 Pretty United, ahead of 9 Meet the King. For third, I'm going with 6 Fordra, and fourth number 13 Galley King. Race 2, opening leg of the place accumulator, off time 13:38, maiden plate, 10 runners over 1,400 metres. Money has come for the favourite, number 3, Perfect Impact, from 2.27 into 2-1 on HollywoodBets.net. I made a note of the Antipodes market prior to pre-recording. 5 Trip to Camelot is at 4, and 7 Charlie Bucket is at 4-1, 6.25-1 and upwards the others. I'm definitely in the camp of the favourite, number 3, Perfect Impact. Craig Zaki rides for James Crawford. That was a much improved effort last time out. Set the pace, but just got outrun late in the closing stages and got beaten into second and had to settle for second best on that occasion. So here from Stallgate 3, we'll be able to jump and go. He's also having his peak run. So with further natural improvement to come, he should be cherry ripe to go from gun to tape. I'm looking no further than 3 Perfect Impact, ahead of 5 Trip to Camelot, 8 What Will Be, and 4 Sky Pilot. On to race number 3. This is the first leg of the pick 6, and you need to be on by 14:15. It's a maiden plate for fillies, where 11 runners will line up at the 1,600-meter mark. Very hard to look past the favourite, number 3, Miss Sakura. Dean Kanemeyer has certainly been in very good form of late, and Craig Zaki has been churning out the winners. And Miss Sakura, despite being green on debut, certainly ran a cracker when she was second best behind subsequent winner Dark Matter. She also found bidding support that day, which tells me she was showing something back home. Now, she does return from quite a lengthy layoff. She's been off for 26 weeks, but how often haven't we seen Dean Kanemeyer send out first-timers to unsettle in the number one box, so the time off doesn't really concern me. She will have strengthened up and matured in this time. The stable is absolutely firing. She jumps from Stallgate 3. With natural improvement, if not in need of the run, should finish in the number one box. So I'm going 3 Miss Sakura, ahead of 2 Lilting Song, 6 Rosewood, and 5 Her Worlds. Race 4 is leg 1 of Jackpot 1, and without sounding like a stuck record, again, I can't look past the favourite. And in fact, I tell you what, if you take the first 4 favourites all to come, it works out to 72.86-1. I've actually worked it out. And that is, in fact, what I'm going to be doing. If you put on 10 rand, you can't get hurt at 720. If you put on 100 bucks, you can win 7,286 rand. So, I'm going with number 6 in motion. From the stable of Justin Snaith gets the services of Gavin Larina on board. This horse has finished second in his last 3 outings. He's certainly been knocking very, very loudly on the door. He set the pace last time out and just got outrun by Beware, who has subsequently come out and won again since then. He is the kind of horse that will go to the front, will be setting the pace, and could be playing come-and-catch-me-if-you-can tactics in the run to the wire. I'm going 6 in motion to beat number 4 Chance Encounter, 2 Quiet Place, 1 Ocean Sky. Race 5, leg 1, jackpot 2, off time 15:30. This is a maiden plate where 10 runners will line up at the 1950-meter mark. Here, number 9, Green Choice, is the favourite at 1.82 to 1. Number 10, Cassandra, returns from a break, is at 2 to 1. 3.03 to 1, about number 7, Time Honoured, 10 to 1, bar those 3 quoted. Who am I going with? I'm siding here with number 7, Time Honoured. This horse, I thought, ran on very nicely when third over 1,800 metres last time out, and that tells me that this horse will enjoy the step up to 1,950. The horse that finished just ahead of him in second, a horse called Konnichiwa, has subsequently come out and franked that form line. Luem Kotwa knows him well and will give him all the necessary assistance now that they're going into unknown territory over the distance, and he's the kind of horse that will be doing his best work late. So I'm going with number 7, Time Honoured, to beat number 9, Green Choice. For third, I'm going with number 6, Fast and Free, and fourth, number 10, Cassandra. That takes us on to the 6th race on the card. This is a D Stakes. We're just 8 runners line up at the 1,800-metre mark. And this is the race that I'm most looking forward to watching, particularly because I've been following number 3, We Have a Situation, from the day that she first stepped onto the track, because she's part-owned by one of my good mates, Ricky Ahmad, who is also the breeder of We Have a Situation. Now, she was beaten under 1 length over the strip last time out, and the jock dropped his crop at a very crucial stage, and but for that, she probably could have finished right there on top of them, if not closer than 0.7 lengths behind the winner. That form line has been franked by Strawberry Thief, who won next time out. Now, We Have a Situation has got very, very consistent form lines to her credit. And it's good to see Andrew Fortune back on board. That is certainly a plus. She jumps from stall gate 3, so she will be well placed to actually find a good posse all the way around. And with her devastating tenor foot, you can be guaranteed she'll be challenging strongly all the way to the wire. I'm going 3 We Have a Situation, ahead of 8 To the Moon and Back, 1 The Night Fairy, and 5 Chasing Gold. Penultimate race on the card, race 7, is a progress plate where 10 runners will line up at the 1,400-metre mark. And you know my story about progress plates. I normally look for highest rated, best rated, and in this case we have one. Number 3, Little Susie. Last seen in action when she finished runner-up in the Grade 2 Gold Bracelet towards the end of the KZN season. She set the pace that day but found one too good in the run to the wire and had to settle for second best. She makes her seasonal debut here. She's back after a 16-week break. She's best rated. She's highest rated. She will jump from stall gate 3 and she'll jump and go. And I do think she could be hard to peg back in the run to the wire. So I'm looking at number 3, Little Susie, as the horse to beat. Ahead of 2 Hats Pride, 9 His Majesty, who is an Irish import, first run in South Africa, and fourth with number 8, Power and the Glory. And that takes us on to the lucky last. Race 8 jumps at 17:15. It's a C Stakes, a race for fillies where 12 runners will line up at the 1,400-metre mark. And they've left the most difficult for last. Here, number 4, Tulip Field, 3.57 to 1 favourite. Money has come for number 6, Saatchi 1. From 6.25 to 1 has come into 4.55 to 1. And alongside number 12, Queen Regent, is also 4.55 to 1. Number 2, Pentolina, is at 6.25 to 1. 7.14 to 1, number 1, Lullodon, and number 9, Catch a Penny, and it's double figures and upwards the others. Not an easy end to the day. You could probably make a case for each and every one of those that I've just mentioned in the betting, and then you still need to keep fingers crossed that you've picked the right ones and that you will safely come through the last leg of the exotics. I'm going to side here with a bit of a roughie, hopefully end the day with a bit of value, and that's number 9, Catch a Penny, at 7.14 to 1. Now, this horse has got decent form lines to her credit. She moved up, she tried hard, but just couldn't get there and had to settle for third, beaten under half length by the winner. Now, she renews rivalry with number 1, Lullodon, whom she meets a half a kilo worse off at the weights, but there's still very little in it between the two of them, and there's nothing separating them if and when they should hit the wire. Good to see Andrew Fortune take the ride on 9, Catch a Penny, and I do think he will be able to extricate that little bit more out of her in the run to the wire. Hence the reason I'm going 9, Catch a Penny, to beat 12, Queen Regent, 4, Tulip Field, and 1, Lullodon. That takes care of our preview at racing at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth on Wednesday afternoon. Trust you'll find the winners. Till next time, from me, Ravon, cheers for now.